The Columbia Public Works Department has a parking problem in its facility. There are not enough parking spaces for employees, so the department decided to expand its current lot over a water detention area. To do this, the department needed a way to filter water drainage elsewhere to prevent flooding, as well as help filter pollutants out of the rainwater. This allows healthy water to flow into creeks and rivers. A company called PaveDrain had a solution. PaveDrain is a type of pavement that uses blocks that fit together like puzzle pieces. The spaces in between allow water to drain into a filtration system that flows to local rivers and creeks. It has been installed in various places throughout the country, but this is the first site to have it in Missouri. Columbia Public Works spokesperson Steve Sapp says that this was an opportunity to try something innovative.
We did a lot of research, and we believe it's going to work just fine, but you've got to test things.
The process of retrieving and filtering the water is a complicated one, but Mike Hymos, the stormwater educator for the City of Columbia, made a comparison.
It's like a giant Brita water filter, and all the water comes down, filtrates down slowly, and then it'll slowly leave and then go into Bear Creek.
Aaron Keyes is a civil engineer working on the PaveDrain project. She says this system serves more than one purpose.
Not only are we reducing some of the amount of water that gets to the creek, but we're also filtering out those pollutants before it gets to the creek.
The pavement costs about $2 more than regular concrete pavement. It can filter about 4,000 inches of rain per hour and requires less maintenance. This pavement will not be subject to potholes or uneven settling. Hymos says the overall goal of this project is to make water healthier.
We're just stepping back and taking a look at how we can treat this and make our local waterways healthy.
The site is located at the Grissom Public Works Operations Facility and is being paid for with a 319 grant that was awarded to Boone County with donations from Joe Mockins Dealerships and the Missouri Conservation Department. Maureen Lewis Stump, KBIA News.